canção total a liberdade.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
And the most of his Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. You are still listening to the Voice of Indonesia in the English service with a lot of information from Indonesia is coming up next. Still with me, Steve. And you can listen to this broadcast on voanews.id and the application RRE Digital, plus the shortwave broadcast on 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. In a moment, we will start with the news. Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. 19% U.S. tariff on Indonesian goods, lowest in the region. Indonesia deploys more water bombing and patrols to combat fires. And here is the news in detail. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto announced the 19% import tariff agreed upon between Indonesia and the U.S. is lower than those applied to other ASEAN countries. In a press conference following a stakeholder meeting on the U.S. reciprocal tariff policy in Jakarta on Monday, he explained that the U.S. imposes a 20% tariff on products from Vietnam and the Philippines, 25% from Malaysia and Brunei, 36% from Cambodia and Thailand, and 40% on Myanmar and Laos. Even Indonesia's tariff rate is also more competitive than those applied to major textile exporting countries such as Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, and India.
Dan tadi kami jelaskan bahwa angka 19% itu adalah
I clarified earlier that the 19% figure is the result of high-level negotiations between Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and US President Donald Trump. This figure is final and binding, and if we compare the numbers, this is the lowest.
The minister also elaborated on the decision to set a 0% import duty for U.S. origin products. Based on the most favored nation custom tariff book, about 12% on the U.S. product are actually already subject to 0% duty, while around 47% of the tariff lines carry an import duty of approximately 5%. Indonesian National Disaster Management Agency is stepping up efforts to extinguish land fires in Riau and North Sumatra provinces by adding 5 waterbombing units and strengthening ground patrols. Abdul Muhari, head of the agency Disaster Data Information and Communication Center, stated on Monday that these steps were taken to anticipate the rapid escalation of fires caused by wind.
Jadi targetnya waterbombing ini membasahi.
So the target of this waterbombing is to wet the land in front of the fire's path of spread. So there have been 5 waterbombings and we have also increased patrols to 2 units. We have also implemented weather modification in stage 3 between 21st and 25th of July.
Abdul Muhadi explained that the National Disaster Management Agency has conducted weather modification operations in 3 phases from May the 1st to July 25th. The integrated effort is being implemented due to the high risk of land fires during the dry season. The agency also urges the public to support this by reporting hotspots and avoiding illegal burning. He added that the joint team continues to monitor developments on the ground, including water availability and the effectiveness of water bombing. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto officially launched the institutional establishment of around 80,000 Merah Putih or Red and White Village cooperatives in Bentangan Village, Klaten, Central Java on Monday. Chairman of Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry or Kadin Anindya Novian Bakri in the launch event emphasized that the cooperative founded on the principle of mutual cooperation will bring significant benefits to rural communities. These benefits include shortening supply chains, addressing fertilizer shortages, eliminating exploitative middlemen, and creating entrepreneurship centers in villages. According to him, Kadin is committed to supporting the cooperatives as a strategic partner to enhance capacity building.
Indonesian Chamber of Commerce operates down to the regency and city levels, so we can collaborate as a partner in strengthening capacity through training, mentoring, and more. I believe it's a very good idea. It now depends on how we help ensure it's smooth execution.
Anindya Bakri further explained that both Kadin and the government share the same mission, namely to revive and build the national economy from the grassroots, starting from villages. The goal is to create an equitable economy that brings widespread prosperity to all Indonesians. Indonesian Ministry of Villages Development of Disadvantaged Region and Transmigration held the Indonesia Village Expo and Forum 2025 as an annual event to showcase the potential and achievements of rural development. The forum also served as a platform for collaboration between the government, businesses, academics, and communities. In his remarks at the launch of the expo on Tuesday, Director General of the Acceleration of Development in Disadvantaged Regions, Samsul Widodo, emphasized that the forum is an important space to exhibit various village accomplishments as well as a venue for promotion and exchange of best practices.
Dengan forum ini, through this forum, we sincerely hope it can be held annually. That's why it's called the Indonesia Village Expo, so we can accommodate best practices and village products and provide a platform that consistently showcases the finest local innovations every year.
Yeah. Through the Indonesia Village Expo and Forum 2025, various agricultural technologies, flagship local products and village innovations are brought together with banks, private sector and policymakers to drive rural economic modernization toward the vision of Golden Indonesia 2045. Communities around the world will commemorate the World Hepatitis Day on July 28th. In this regard, Indonesian Ministry of Health has formulated a comprehensive approach to hepatitis elimination. More detail by Andy Romdoni.
Indonesian government through the Ministry of Health is promoting the strengthening of national hepatitis elimination strategy as part of the global target of eliminating infections and deaths from viral hepatitis by 2030. The Director of Infectious Disease at the Ministry of Health, Ina Agustina Isturini, stated on Tuesday that Indonesia has formulated a comprehensive approach encompassing prevention, case finding, treatment, and community involvement in health promotion. In a virtual media briefing to commemorate World Hepatitis Day on July 28, Ina Agustina Isturini stated that the hepatitis elimination strategy encompasses vaccination and early detection.
Ini adalah strategi penanggulangan hepatitis ya, di mana
this is a hepatitis control strategy which has 4 pillars, preventions. So we strive to prevent even if we are exposed. We immediately identify cases, so case finding and surveillance are how we carry out this and detect cases as early as possible. then existing cases are handled immediately.
Ina Agustina Isturini said that hepatitis elimination efforts require multi-sector involvement, including local governments, professional organizations, and civil society. In addition, the government is also encouraging the use of digital technology in monitoring and reporting hepatitis cases. Andi Ramdhani, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Football Association Chairman Erick Thohir shared his evaluation and expectations after Indonesia's U23 national team drew 0-0 against Malaysia in their final group stage match on Monday night, July 21, 2025. In his statement, Erick Thohir said that the draw, bringing the total to 7 points from 2 wins and 1 draw, was still a positive result. He noted that the team's style of play is beginning to take shape, although finishing remains an area to improve.
Penguasaan bola hari ini 69%.
Ball possession today was 69%, but just like the previous game, I think the pattern of play is already there. It's starting to form. The finishing is still not optimal. There were several opportunities to finish, but I think our strikers couldn't quite find the chances. Whether it was chance or hockey, hopefully they'll perform better in the semifinals. Overall, I believe the team's playing pattern is starting to form, and hopefully this can become the foundation for the future of the national team's playing style.
He also appreciated the mutual respect shown among supporters, including from Malaysia. According to him, this reflects progress in Indonesia's football culture. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next is commentary titled Indonesia's Trade Agreement with the U.S. by Anna Trijayakasi.
In the context of international trade, the United States is a crucial market for Southeast Asian countries, including Indonesia. Based on the latest trade data, Indonesia has become one of the ASEAN countries receiving the lowest import tariffs from the United States. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto, in a press conference on Monday, stated that Indonesia has reached an import tariff agreement of 19% with the United States. This figure is lower than other ASEAN or the Association of Southeast Asian Nations member countries, which face tariffs of over 20%, and even Thailand and Myanmar, which face tariffs exceeding 30%. The relatively lower rates compared to other countries provide a distinct advantage for Indonesia in increasing its exports to the United States. This allows Indonesia to improve the competitiveness of its products in the global market and increase state revenue from the export sector. Meanwhile, despite lowering import tariffs, Indonesia must also reach agreements to purchase agricultural, mining, and other products from the U.S. Lower import tariffs than other countries could benefit Indonesia in increasing its exports to the United States market. This would enhance the competitiveness of its products in the global market and increase state revenue from the export sector. However, economic and agricultural observers are concerned that Indonesian products will have to compete strongly with other foreign countries to enter the U.S. market. Therefore, measures such as protecting Indonesia's agricultural economy and trade must be implemented by providing export facilitation, incentives for entrepreneurs and farmers, and other measures. Furthermore, the government needs to encourage Indonesian entrepreneurs, farmers, and service providers to be more innovative so that their products can enter international markets, not only in the United States, but also in other markets such as Africa, the Middle East, and South America. That was commentary.
Untuk jatuh cinta pada dirimu, seolah tak ada ragu di dalam hatiku tentang dirimu. Sungguh indah ku nikmati warna-warna pelangi.
selalu bersama berjalan dalam waktu hingga di penghujung. Ku harap takkan ku terlepas dari
you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Listener, we got some update from the country in which President Prabowo Subianto is calling several ministers in economy and heads of institutions to the palace this afternoon. as quoted from rri.co.id, one of the people being summoned by the president was the coordinating minister for economy, Airlangga Hartarto, who came to the palace right at 2 p.m. And besides him, there is also the finance minister, Sri Mulyani Indrawati. And it seems that, according to Sri Mulyani, the meeting with the president will be discussing, among many, is the report of the state budget 2026. And more from Indonesia is still coming up next, so make sure to stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
Want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across Indonesia? RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. So stay updated with a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Don't wanna fall in love again. Don't wanna hold Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Aku ingin jadi teman nyaman, tempat kau hilangkan keluh kesahmu. Kita berbincang tak karuan tanpa beban. Dan juga hayalan tentang masa depan. Ku tak ingin cepat berlalu, waktu yang ku punya denganmu. Kita berdansa dan tertawa gandeng tangan. Semoga bergema sampai selamanya. Bintang-bintang pun ada umurnya. Maka tenang saja kita di sini berdua. Nikmati sementara yang ada. Taruh di bahu, relakan semua, bebas semaumu. Percayalah ini sayang terlewatkan. Ku sampaikan dalam nyanyian bergema sampai selamanya.
listener, beautiful stuff from Indonesia, either culture or tourism, is coming up next on Indonesia Wonder.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The culinary texture of Gresik's typical nasi romo is quite unique and different from other typical Indonesian foods. The orange porridge layer appears to cover the top, so it doesn't show the shape of the rice. Powder as a complement is added, and chili sauce and crackers can make the culinary increasingly tempting. That's the description of nasi romo or sego romo, which is a culinary dish from Gresik district, East Java. Listener, nasi romo or lontong romo contains rice or lontong, which is placed in a pincuk, which is a food dish made from banana leaves, then topped with boiled vegetables and crushed crackers. Afterward, it is coated with rumo porridge, which is a smooth orange colored one that is spiced with jangkep spices, namely shallots, garlic, large chilies, galangal, and turmeric, coriander, galangal, and cumin. Afterward, it is given chili sauce and a sprinkling of koya made from grated fried coconut, so that when we eat romo's rice, our tongues will taste the savory and slightly sweet porridge. Plus steamed or boiled savory leaves, for example, spinach or vegetables made from cassava leaves. This way of eating romo rice uses a spoon made from banana leaves called suru. Time after time, now many people enjoy romo's food, and nasi romo is usually a breakfast menu for Gresik people. Listener, nasi romo, whose name is taken from its origin, namely Romo Village, Manyar Gresik, East Java, is usually sold at pocket-friendly prices. Now, although this food paired with crackers is starting to become hard to find, it can still be found in certain places, for example, in several traditional markets. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. We will see you tomorrow with our another topic. Bye-bye. Fly away tomorrow.
without you I'll be looking out my window, seeing Adelaide's sky. Would you be kind enough to remember? And I'll be hearing my own footsteps under Adelaide's sky. Would you be kind enough to remember? I've been meaning to call you soon. We're in different times. You might not be home now. Would you take a message? I'll try to stay awake and fight your presence in my head. And I'll be looking out my window, seeing Adelaide's sky. Would you be kind enough to remember? And I'll be hearing my own footsteps under Adelaide's sky. Would you be kind enough to remember? And I'll be looking out my window, seeing Adelaide's sky. Would you be kind enough to remember? And I'll be hearing my own footsteps under Adelaide's sky. Would you be kind enough to remember me?
Listener, if you wanna learn about how to speak in Indonesian language, you gotta listen to the next one. Here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, my listener. Welcome back to Mariba Bahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Menuju Tanjung Puting. Menuju Tanjung Puting, which means heading to Tanjung Puting. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Saya Selalu Bangun Pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. This conversation took place between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Naomi, a tour guide at a hotel in Pangkalan Bun Central, Kalimantan. Chris informs Naomi about his habits. Let's listen to their conversation.
Maaf, Chris. Kita harus berangkat pagi-pagi untuk bisa melihat orang hutan.
Tidak apa-apa, saya selalu bangun pagi.
Kalau begitu, mari kita berangkat.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. Saya selalu bangun pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. I will pronounce it slowly and you can repeat after me. Saya selalu bangun pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. Saya, saya, which means I. Selalu, selalu, which means always. Bangun, bangun, which means wake up. Berangkat, berangkat, which means to go. Pagi-pagi, pagi-pagi, which means early in the morning. Melihat, melihat, which means to see. Orang utan, which means orangutan. Tidak apa-apa, tidak apa-apa, which means it's okay. Kalau begitu, which means if so. Mari, mari, which means come on. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Saya selalu bangun pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. In this sentence, there is an expression selalu, selalu, which means always. The word selalu describes the activities that becomes a habit. In this statement, Chris' habitual activity is bangun pagi, which means waking up early. Now, let's listen to another example in using the adverbial word selalu, which means always, to describe an activity that has become a habit. Saya selalu makan pagi sebelum pukul 8. Saya selalu makan pagi sebelum pukul 8, which means I always have breakfast before 8 a.m. Chris selalu membawa motornya kemanapun. Chris selalu membawa motornya kemanapun, which means Chris always rides his motorbike everywhere. To give the information regarding time, there are several expressions commonly used by Indonesians, such as dini hari, which means at dawn time, pagi pagi, which means early in the morning, siang bolong, which means midday or noonday, and larut malam, which means late at night. Such expression give the nuance of meaning sangat, which means very. Before closing, let's speak bahasa Indonesia today for more clarity. Let's listen to the example of a conversation one more time.
Maaf, Chris. Kita harus berangkat pagi-pagi untuk bisa melihat orang hutan.
Tidak apa-apa, saya selalu bangun pagi.
Kalau begitu, mari kita berangkat.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Saya Selalu Bangun Pagi, which means I always wake up early. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who wants to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa!
Voice of Indonesia.
We have played a lot of songs for you, and you can listen again to the next one in the Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi, VOI listener. Today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Malu Malu by First Vivian. First, a new group of Indonesia released their debut entitled Malu Malu on October 7, 2022. This group consists of 7 teenagers, namely Jessica, Fia, Reva, Rara, Faila, Sachiko, and Safa. The song Malu Malu tells about someone's happiness when she is greeted by somebody who she loves. Even though she is shy, she wants to be close with him. The song is a cheerful song and suitable with the character of those personnel who are still teenagers. Well, listener, here is First featuring Vivian with the keroncong song entitled Malu Malu.
Jantungku saat aku baca namamu menyapa, aku langsung gila. Bisa percaya kamu yang kudamba, ajak ku bicara. Apakah ini nyata? Tak cuma menyapa, kini kau meminta jalan berdua. Aduh yang benar aja, seakan dunia berhenti untuk bercanda. Mampu hatiku percaya semua. Nyatanya namanya ada di layar di depan mata ini. Aduh harus berhenti.
duduk, jempolku ku kaku, lang linglung hatiku menjawab pesanmu. Sungguh ku tak tahu harus apa aku. Aku memang malu, tapi ingin ku berdua denganmu. Lihat senyum manismu saat hey, kamu menatapku, lalu hey, kedua tanganmu pelan-pelan menggenggam tanganku. Ku pasti tersipu, kok jadi bergetar aku. Tolong aku, tolong aku. Tak mampu hatiku percaya semua. Nyatanya namanya ada di layar di depan mata ini.
Aku takut bila aku membisu saat mata kita bertemu. Ku malu, aku takut bila aku membeku saat kau bicara dan diam. Ku malu, aduh harus bagaimana. Ku malu tapi ku mau. Tolong aku malu, malu.
Listeners, thank you very much for listening to The Voice of Indonesia. Please leave some comments and questions to our email, voalisteners@gmail.com. voalisteners@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, TikTok, voi_official, and you can listen to a lot of voice talk or VOI talk on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. I'm Steve. Stay tuned on Air Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.